2 of a manhunt for the subway attacker in New York City. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. So far, only a rented U-Haul truck has been found after a gunman left more than 24 people injured, including 10 who were shot yesterday. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Lisa, 62-year-old Frank James has been officially named as a suspect in Tuesday's shooting at a Brooklyn subway station. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says investigators are looking into a possible motive.
I do know this. He wanted to bring terror into our system. He wanted to intentionally terrorize those passengers.
The mayor also tells Fox that James acted alone. 5 of the 29 people who were hurt are still hospitalized. Law enforcement sources tell Fox News that James purchased the gun used in the attack at a pawn shop in Ohio in 2011. Lisa.
Thanks, Tanya. The CDC just confirming that a federal mask mandate for travel is extended for another 2 weeks. It was scheduled to end next Monday for public transportation, including planes. The CDC says it's monitoring rising COVID cases, though, and wants time to monitor the potential impact on hospitalizations and deaths. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the pandemic and efforts to fight it have shaped the course of the global economy for the past 2 years.
It's now evident, though, that the war between Russia and Ukraine has redrawn the contours of the world economic outlook.
Yellen says she's deeply concerned about the impact on food prices, but that the U.S. and its partners will work on further isolating Russia until President Putin's war on Ukraine ends. Tornadoes sweep through central Texas, injuring nearly 24 people, one of them critically in Bell County, where there's widespread damage north of Austin. That same system threatening more severe weather today in multiple states, including parts of the Deep South. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A scare for some residents because of military exercises.
Nighttime exercises by the Ohio National Guard rattling residents who live in Southern Wayne County. The 180th Fighter Wing announcing on its Facebook page it would be flying at night April 11th through the 14th. But people who missed the announcement jumped on Facebook posting, "It would have been nice if we had a warning. People are a little freaked out with everything going on in the world." Another person writing, "My family was scared as well and didn't know what was happening." The 180th Fighter Wing says it tries to let people know, but not everyone gets the message. Plus, the training locations and flight paths can also vary depending on weather. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Those rattled residents were in Wayne County, Michigan. A big annual event is back in New York City.
The New York International Auto Show returns Friday after being canceled for 2 years over COVID. It's famous for some of the biggest auto reveals this year, including Ford's Bronco Raptor, the new retro-styled Nissan Z. Both the Hyundai Palisade and the Kia Telluride get fresh new looks for 2023. A host of new electrics, the Volkswagen ID. Buzz, Ford's F-150 Lightning, and Toyota's new battery-powered bZ4X small SUV, among many others, and concepts, including the Chrysler Airflow EV that Stellantis has been teasing.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, New York Governor Kathy Hochul touring the show this morning, which is in a couple of days of previews before it opens to the public. She highlighted an indoor test track where visitors can get a ride in an electric vehicle. Wall Street's rallying. So far, at least, the Dow's up 147 points. The Nasdaq's been up more than 1%. Oil prices surging again, getting back over $102 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.